Wait, this is too good to not say on the air. This is way too good to not say on the air. All right, not one but two guests in studio right now. Jake Keith Van Staten and Helen Hong are here. They are the hosts of Go Fact Yourself. I have to be very, very careful
you
when I say this out loud.
Really carefully.
F-A-C-T.
Go Fact Yourself.
Yeah, but you can say it as angrily as you need to. Like, go fact
do
yourself.
Do people say it angrily, Helen?
Well, I do sometimes, like, if I'm having a bad day.
Yeah.
Okay. And people are like, what's your podcast? And I'm like, go fact
yourself. It's more effective.
Yeah.
It's more forceful.
More effective.
Hey, borderline.
This is the kind of humor you
and
can expect to avoid.
And you're not a stand-up. Helen's a stand-up.
Yes,
you're not.
Yes, I have no excuse.
That's incredible. Earlier this morning, you guys made an unbelievable appearance on the WGN TV Morning News.
For literally .0 seconds.
What happened?
We were supposed to do a segment, and we were there early, and they were like, oh, you know, we're just running a little late. And then they finally sit us at the desk, and they're like, and this great new podcast is happening, but that's all the time we have. Bye!
They literally cut off when she was saying, we're running out of time, but if you want to find out more, the website is, and then...
At least you got that.
It was literally a scene from a movie.
Now, sometimes there's, you know, breaking news or something important. Obviously,
you know what was
sometimes
very
it's traffic.
They had a bunch of kids outside
at
like a fair, and they wanted to put a package together. Of
it was like their annual kids' day, and so we got bumped for like the pile of kids that was in the parking lot.
That's not right.
And a blood drive, like that's
lame.
But we will be on
saving
tomorrow.
Lives,
we saved
losers.
We didn't tape a segment. We taped a segment for the morning news tomorrow that we'll be on.
Well, that's all the time we have, you guys.
GoFactorPod.com.
Why does this keep happening to us?
All right, explain from the very beginning, because it's such a good great idea. It's a podcast, but it's quiz show based, just like the old days.
Yes.
Just like the old days. How did all this come together?
My producer and co-creator of the show, Jim Newman, who's here, and I are huge fans of just old-timey panel game shows, but we wanted to do something with a modern twist. I'd been hosting a bunch of shows over the years, both on TV and in live theater, doing game show stuff. And so we thought, what's a way we can get celebrities to come on the show but not just talk about the stuff that they always talk about? And we thought about getting people to talk about something that they're really passionate about is always really compelling and fun, and we also like game shows. So
they pick the topics, and it can't be related to their job.
Oh, good.
So it's got to be like a topic that they genuinely are interested in. So like people are obsessed, and it's so interesting to find out the things that people like. We've done a segment on Moog synthesizers, and like the actress Leah Thompson, she wanted to talk about the movie Harold and Maude, because it's her favorite movie, and she's seen it a million times. Yeah. So we quizzed her on that, and just people just pick you know everybody has like a weird thing that they're obsessed with for some reason or another.
And Harold and Maude was Bud Cort.
That's
and
right.
Helen Hayes.
Not Helen Hayes. I'm blanking on her name.
I don't know.
That one woman who's not Helen Hayes?
That woman that everybody is shouting at in their car now.
Oh, Ruth listening. Gordon.
Ruth Gordon.
Ruth Gordon.
Yes. Yeah.
One of the fun things that we do with the show is after the quiz, we bring on an actual expert in that topic to come on and geek out with people. So in that instance, there was an actress who had a very iconic scene toward the end of that movie and named Ellen Gear, who lives in L.A., and so we had her come on as our surprise expert and talk about the experience of making Harold and Maude.
And we get that's the other cool thing is that we sometimes, you know, you're able to meet the expert of the thing that you're obsessed with.
Right.
So we had a writer, a comedian friend of mine, who's a writer on Barry. She came on, and her thing was the Indigo Girls. And we actually had an Indigo Girl as the expert, and she was freaking out. She was like, oh my God, I just
That's
met an
excellent.
Indigo Girl! Oh. And we're like, we can't believe it either!
And loving the connection to the old-time kind of quiz show, game show things, and Bill and I have an affinity for Gene Rayburn, right?
I
love Gene Rayburn.
And I love, those shows are great.
Our model is more sort of on the what's my line, and I actually a lot of it's sort of in the tone of Wait, Don't Tell Me, which Helen is a regular on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a panelist on Wait, Don't Tell Me. We just taped it last night, so I'll be on this weekend.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
And our guests this weekend, thanks to Helen, we've got Bill Curtis from Wait, and of course, legendary Chicago journalist. On tonight, playing against Sarah Spain from ESPN Radio.
Oh, good.
And tomorrow's
Peter Sagal.
Yeah.
The other host of Wait, Don't Tell Me, and he's going to be playing against
Rebecca Mackay, who wrote The Great Believers. So another great Chicago
what a lineup.
Author.
Yeah,
it's very,
a lot of fun.
Very good.
And those are just the people we can announce. There's also surprise experts who come on. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Why do you think this renewed interest? For years, game shows were such a staple on radio and television, and then they kind of faded away, but now they're coming back. What's going on? Why do you think that is?
I think it's because people realize that they're fun, and there's a way to, that you know, no matter how much you update it with new celebrities, like a lot of the ABC shows have celebrities and new sets and new music, the games themselves really were rock solid. They really worked, and so they can work in any kind of generation. So I think as long as you keep it current with the look and the feel and the celebrities and the material, it appeals to people. People love playing along.
Yeah, sure. And I think people are sick of seeing, like, you know, when you see, like, a late-night talk show and you just see the celebrities come on, they're always talking about, they're plugging their movie or they're plugging their book or, you know, people are just talking, very, very canned sort of interviews.
Yeah.
But with a, if you have a celebrity that's really talking about stuff that they're interested in and they're, like, being quizzed and they're like, oh, no, I know the answer. it's the guy who did the thing and the thing. you know, and it's fun.
Yeah.
What's neat is if you're a fan of that personality and you see him in whatever kind of walk of life on the professional side, and then you get to see kind of the behind the scenes and maybe them more as a personality too, and then you love the fact that they get to, you know, talk about and be quizzed on something they think they're really great at. So I'm sure there's a ton of fun moments in there.
Super.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, any, you know, one of the my favorite pieces of feedback that we get from people who listen to the show is that I thought I knew everything there was to know about this person who I'm a fan of, and then all of a sudden I learn this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing Wait, Don't Tell Me for like 4 years, and I was surprised to find out the topics that Peter Sagal chose to be his topics. I was like, oh, I didn't even know he was into that. So you think you know somebody, and then they have all these secret things that they're obsessed with.
Let's say they were going to make a Mount Rushmore with game show hosts. Whose four heads would be on the game show host Mount Rushmore?
Alex Trebek, obviously.
Trebek, for sure.
Obviously.
Yeah.
I would put Bob Barker. We're not counting ourselves, right?
No, not okay. The two of you.
Yeah. The two of us would be in the middle, and then Bob Barker would be on my left.
I would go probably with Gene Rayburn, and then I'm a big Burt Convy fan, so
Burt Convy was great. The host of Tattletales.
You guys are older than me, so I don't know what y'all are talking about.
What about Wink Martindale?
Would Wink Martindale be in there?
Yeah, it's hard to choose.
What about Bill Cullen? Would he be in there?
Bill Cullen would have to be up there. Alan
Ludden.
Some solid work.
Why do we have to limit it to four? Why do we have to limit it to four?
Just make it a really big mountain.
Yeah.
But what's neat, too, is on the trivia side, you're going to get kind of deep into some of these topics, but it isn't that general knowledge that you hear, you know, on Jeopardy or something, where it's you got to know everything about everything.
Well, one of the things we do on the show is we try to start with an easy question and the topic that everybody should be able to know, and it's supposed to get progressively more difficult as we go, and it leads up to our difficult three-part question that we call our cluster fact.
Ooh. And we train the audience. Every time they hear the word cluster fact, they go,
ooh. All right, so you guys are doing two live tapings of Go Fact Yourself. I'm being very, very careful.
Yes. Well,
two live tapings.
Tonight
and tomorrow. At Sleeping Village.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is like, it's a bar with a performance space
it's
in
really
the back.
Cool.
Oh, is it? Yeah.
Really cool.
Just in case you get drowsy.
Yeah.
3734 West Belmont. Are tickets still available?
Tickets are still available. Yeah. Yes, you can get them online at gofactorpod.com or in person. You can save a couple bucks on the fees.
Gofactorpod.com. And tonight, come and see Bill Curtis in the hot seat.
Oh, that's going to be fun. Do we know what his topic, what his area of expertise is?
Yeah, he chose three topics.
Is it gardening or something?
Close. His three topics that we're going to, so he doesn't know which one that we're going to choose him.
So the celebrities give us three areas, then out of the three, we pick one that they're going to get quizzed on in depth.
Yeah.
Right.
So they don't know which one of the three until the game happens.
This is great.
So his are Frank Sinatra's Big Band Music, World War II in Okinawa, and The Prairie. The entire ecosystem of The Prairie.
You know he owned the property that was the Little House on the Prairie, the house that was the Ingalls Wilder house.
I did not know
that.
He bought that property.
Yes.
Wow. Well, we actually did Little House on the Prairie, the TV show, as a topic on one of our shows.
Yeah,
we had the woman who played Nellie Olson. Allison Engram, yes, is a pal of ours.
And she looks exactly like Nellie Olson, except without the curly cues. Like, we had her on, and I was freaking out. I was like, oh my God, you're Nellie Olson!
And she probably knew, but it's still amazing.
Yeah, no, it was a lot of fun.
All right, let's do this. We'll take a break. Is it possible to do a small version of the show with Dane and myself?
I think we can arrange that.
All right, we'll set that up next. Stick around. Jake Keith Van Stratton is here and Helen Honger here, the hosts of Go Fact Yourself. There's a couple of tapings. We'll give you more information in just a little bit. Stick around, WGN. It's Bill Leff and Dane Neal. Dane is sitting in for Wendy. She will return on Monday, but right now, two guests in studio, Jake Keith Van Stratton and Helen Hong, the hosts of Go Fact Yourself, a podcast dealing with game shows, and we're going to do a sample of it right now, Dane versus myself,
yes.
Correct?
Yeah.
That's right. All right, this is a mini condensed version of Go Fact Yourself. Bill, you said you know... Bill, we were told that you know a lot about baseball facts, the rules of tennis, and comedy movies. Today, we're going to quiz you about baseball facts.
I'm ready for that.
All right, you got two questions. Each is worth 1 point. If you want, you can ask a hint for each question.
Okay.
Now, listen closely, because if he gets any of them wrong, you can steal, Dane.
Baseball facts. Got it.
Okay, great. Question number one. Baseball loves its stats, and one lots of analysts love is called WAR, which measures the total contributions of a player to his team. What does WAR stand for?
I don't know.
Would you like that first hint?
Yeah, what's the hint?
Helen, how about that hint?
I don't know. I'm lost. Oh. Okay. The hint.
You give him one of the letters.
One of the letters is R.
No, no. Tell him what it stands for.
For.
I know that's
R.
Replacement.
The R is for replacement.
Wins on replacement?
Is it wins on replacement,
it
Helen?
It is not.
No, Dane with a chance to steal.
It's wins above replacement.
Oh,
that is
yes!
correct.
Yes.
Dane with a successful steal.
Dane, well played.
You were so close. Replacement was
well
too
played.
Easy. You shouldn't have given him that.
Let's see if we can bounce back with
all
this
right.
one. War also was a real thing that many players had to deal with as several players left the game to fight in World War II.
Yes.
What future Hall of Fame pitcher became the first active player to enlist when he joined the Navy as soon as he heard about the bombing of Pearl Harbor?
Oh. War. What is it good for?
Absolutely nothing.
That's so true.
Helen, so how about that second hint?
What is the hint, Helen?
He won 266 games for the Cleveland Indians. And Jay Keith has been to his hometown museum in Van Meter, Iowa.
Is it Bob Feller?
Helen, is it Bob Feller?
It is
that
Bob
is
Feller.
That is correct.
Oh,
Bill.
Nice.
Thank All right, you. Bill, here now is your expert-level question that requires multiple answers. It is
All
time
right.
for your cluster fact.
Okay.
Ooh.
Thank you. All right, speaking of the Hall of Fame, Lee Smith of the Cubs and Harold Baines of the White Sox were just inducted into the Hall of Fame a few weeks ago. Besides Smith and Baines, who were three players to be inducted since the year 2000 wearing a Cubs or White Sox cap?
Now, there are no clues on this,
There are
right?
no hints in the cluster fact.
Since the year 2000,
mm-hmm.
Ryne Sandberg.
All right.
Andre Dawson.
All right.
Frank Thomas.
Helen, he said Ryne Sandberg. Is that correct?
That is correct.
That is correct. There's a point. He said Frank Thomas. Is that correct?
That is correct.
He said Andre Dawson. Is that correct?
That is not correct.
No, I'm terribly sorry.
Ron Santo.
The other one. Ron Santo in 2012. Still, you got 2 points on that. Helen, what is our score as we begin the round with Dane?
At the end of that round, Bill has 3 points and Dane has 1 point.
All right, Dane, moving on to your topics. Very nice. Thanks, everybody. Dane, we were told that you... All right,
Dane. Too many applause
lots
for Dane.
Of,
yeah,
lots
really.
Of applause.
Way too many.
Dane, we were told that you know a lot about food, U.S. tourist destinations, and family travel. Today, we're going to quiz you about U.S. tourist destinations.
Nice. All right, let's
all right,
do
All right, you
best.
Also have...
Dane seems nervous that you know that much about him, by the way. Did you notice that? I was fine with
Dane
it, but
was
Dane seems very nervous.
You know how a producer works, emailing people.
My Instagram would be in front of the Leaning Tower of Pisa in Niles.
All right, here are your questions. You also get a hint for each question, and Bill, you can steal if you get
All right.
one wrong. Number one, Dane, this tourist attraction has attracted more cumulative visitors than any other attraction of its kind since it opened in 1955. What is the name of this theme park?
Ooh, theme park. Theme park, 55. Disneyland.
Helen?
That is correct.
That is correct for a point.
Very nice, Dane.
I was going to say Grand Canyon, but...
No,
let's
not open in 1955.
I think that opened in 1954.
The roller coaster there sucks.
Yeah. BC.
All right, we happened to speak earlier about Mount Rushmore. Let's ask a question about Mount Rushmore.
Oh, that's a tough one.
As you face Mount Rushmore, which president's face is farthest to the right?
Well, I know it's not Gene Rayburn.
Would you like your hint?
Sure, I guess.
His land is closer than you might realize. Is land.
Lincoln.
Helen, is it Lincoln?
That is correct.
That is correct. Abraham Lincoln.
The land of Lincoln.
You're two for two. Let's see if you can go for the sweep, because here is your expert level question requiring multiple answers. It is time for your cluster fact.
Ooh.
Oh, I love that sound. Yellowstone National Park was once the largest national park in the U.S. Today, it's only the eighth largest, but it's still so big that parts of it are in three different states. What are those states?
Oh, I don't even know. Okay, so let's see. Arizona. Is that one? What would it be? Wyoming?
That is a big park if it is in Arizona and in Wyoming.
I got to get my globe out. Let's see. Let's think. New Mexico. Nevada. I don't know. Is that
so right? What are your final answers?
Arizona, New Mexico, Nevada.
Helen, are any of those correct?
None of those.
None of those are correct.
So all I have to do is get one.
Actually, you don't get to. Well, you know, normally we don't allow to steal in the cluster effect, but in this case, we'll let you, Bill. What do you think?
Colorado.
Nope.
No, I'm sorry. You actually said it, but didn't include it in your final answer. Wyoming, Montana, and Idaho. Montana and Idaho. Helen, what is our score as we head into the final Fast Facts round?
At the end of that round, it's a tie. Bill has three and Dane has three.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Comes down to this.
It is now time for our final round we call Fast Facts. I'll read 10 statements, and each contestant will answer with true or false.
All right.
I'll start with Bill and alternate between each guest. Each correct answer is worth 1 point. This will determine the winner. Again, the answer to each statement is true or false. Here we begin. Bill, Game of Thrones airs on HBO. Or
true.
Aired on HBO, rather.
True.
That is correct.
Dane, Breaking Bad aired on HBO.
True.
Incorrect.
No, it aired on AMC. Bill, HBO was originally named the Green Channel.
False.
Incorrect.
No, it really was. Dane, Meet the Press is the longest running show in TV history.
Yes.
Or?
Oh, true.
Helen?
Correct.
That is correct. Bill, Grease was the most produced musical by high schools in 2016.
True.
Incorrect.
No, it actually was the Addams Family musical. No joke.
Was it really?
It really was. Dane, Grease was the most produced musical by high schools in 2017.
False.
Correct.
It actually was the Addams Family for the third year in a row.
Kids, really?
The kids that I love, Addams Family. They love being creepy.
Kids love Lurch.
Bill, the first episode of Beverly Hills 90210 aired in the 1980s.
True.
Incorrect.
No, the first episode was in 1990. Dane, the last episode of Beverly Hills 90210 aired in the 2000s.
True.
Correct.
That's right, May of 2000. Bill, I, J. Keith Van Stratton, appeared on an episode of Beverly Hills 90210.
False.
Incorrect.
What? How dare you, sir?
You were on that?
I was. Dane, my big scene with Ian Ziering was cut.
False.
Incorrect.
No, it really was. And finally, Bill, I'm not bitter about it.
False.
No, that's correct. That's definitely false.
Very
We're not
bitter.
Counting that one, but let's give a hand to both of our guests while Helen tabulates the final score. Helen, are you ready to reveal the winner of today's episode?
I am. At the end of the game, Bill has 4 points and Dane has 6 points.
Congratulations, Dane. You were the facting champion in this mini version of Go Fact Yourself.
Guys, this is so much fun.
Super fun.
If people want to go see this live, of course they can. Your tapings are tonight and tomorrow.
That's right.
At Sleeping Village, 3734 West Belmont. Is there a website that people can get
go
more information?
GoFactYourPod.com. GoFactYourPod.com.
Seems dirty, but it's not.
And if you can't make it tonight, which we hope you still can, you can listen to all of our past episodes for free at GoFactorPod.com or wherever you get podcasts.
Thanks. Promise me next time you're in town, you'll stop by again.
Yes! Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Thanks
good.
For having us.
J. Keith Van Stratton and Helen Hong, the hosts of Go Fact Yourself, Go Fact Yourself Pod. Nope. I'm sorry, GoFactYourPod.com.
There you go.
That's where you want to visit. Thanks, guys.
Thank you
so much.
Really appreciate it.